I'm delighted to have this opportunity to welcome you briefly to this opening session of the annual symposium of the International Center for Law and Religion Studies, and particularly to welcome you to the J. Reuben Clark Law School here at Brigham Young University, of which the center is an important part. I echo Gary Doxey's comments in expressing my gratitude to so many distinguished delegates and guests who are here tonight. And we hope you will feel welcome while you're here at the law school and while you're at the university. We are honored by your presence. This will be a marvelous symposium. I understand we have more than 70 delegates from more than 43 countries around the world. I won't read through all of those countries, but I'm sure that as you get to know each other tonight and in the next couple of days, you'll learn that this group spans the entire globe. And it's wonderful to have you with us. Apologize for the less than congenial weather, but to paraphrase an old carol, while the weather outside is frightful, the congeniality between this group should be delightful. I also want to just thank those who've made this conference a reality for the law school, particularly the International Center for Law and Religion Studies, Professor Cole Durham, who has led that center and really is the one who has made this possible over the years, but those who work with him there, others in the law school, our staff who work so faithfully, and a number of students to help make this happen. So I'm grateful to them. As I welcome you to law school, I thought I might just tell you just a little bit about the J. Reuben Clark Law School. We were founded in 1973, and we have approximately 450 students. It's about 150 students in each of the 3 years of classes. We also have a small LLM, or Masters of Laws, program with about 8 students each year. This year, those students come from Brazil, Mali, New Zealand, Australia, Mexico, and China. We have an outstanding group of students here. Approximately 77% of our 450 students speak a foreign language. About 100 of those students speak a second language, and many more speak 3 languages. By their entering credentials, our students are in the top 20 classes in the United States. You'll notice, however, that this week the halls will be quite quiet. Our students are away on what we describe as our placement break. They're out looking for jobs and doing interviews for a week. And so there won't be many here, although we have a number of students helping with the hosting. And I just want to express my gratitude to those students for sacrificing their time this week to help. Now, the J. Reuben Clark Law School is part of a much larger university. Brigham Young University has almost 33,000 students coming from all 50 states in the United States, as well as many, many foreign countries. The university offers bachelor's degrees in 186 different academic programs. It teaches 55 languages and has 158 study abroad programs in 58 different countries around the world. It admits about 5,400 new freshmen to the university each year, which is also a fairly remarkable group. This year, the class included 418 persons who enrolled who were valedictorians in their high school class. The average college exam entrance score for the BYU freshman class is in the 92nd percentile nationally. Now, the law school and the university both want to be great by accepted standards. But we also have a unique mission to spiritually strengthen our students. And at the law school, we're committed to teaching them the laws of men in the light of the laws of God. Now, it's religious liberty that allows us to do that here at this law school. And so you can imagine how important the topic of religious liberty is to us here. We're delighted to have you here tonight to contemplate the difficult and complex legal issues and conundrums that surround the relationship between the state and religious institutions. And we're grateful to have such a distinguished group to help us think about those issues. So again, I welcome you to the law school, and I am pleased to have you here. I want to take just a minute to introduce to you my good friend and colleague, Dr. Sandra Rogers, who is the International Vice President of Brigham Young University, and she'll greet you on behalf of the university. Now, Dr. Rogers has responsibility here at the university for the David M. Kennedy Center for International Studies, our ambassadorial visits program, and the BYU student abroad programs. In addition, she oversees the university's Division of Continuing Education. Dr. Rogers has broad experience in the international arena. She has studied and served and worked in countries such as the Philippines, Nigeria, Romania, and Jordan. As a nursing professor, she was asked to serve as a consultant for numerous international programs, including training and development projects funded by the United States Agency for International Development. Dr. Rogers also served as dean of BYU's College of Nursing for 6 years, where her research focused primarily on primary health care programs. She earned her doctoral degree from the University of California at San Francisco, specializing in international and cross-cultural nursing. She also holds degrees from the University of Arizona and from Brigham Young University. It's my pleasure now to have Dr. Rogers greet you on behalf of the university.